The Mountain of Rock, Q94. I'm Gary Lee. It's a morning adventure, and well, looky here. We've ended up in Gamalia, Arkansas at the Bayou Resort right off of Fout Road. Hey, Gary Ferracci, how we doing?
We are doing good, Gary. How are you up there at the Mountain of Rock on this thirsty Thursday morning?
I am at the top, and I have a loincloth and a little bit of flashlight and a frog gig. And I'm trying to figure out why I brought a frog gig with me atop of a mountain.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm going to have to ease my way back down and, you know. But, hey, you know, here it is. We are on the 21st day of July. It has been crazy, crazy hot. Lake levels, you know, they're trickling down. There's more parking now. People are not going to complain about parking spots.
Oh, no. I was down there the other day and launching, retrieving. It's easy right now. There's probably, I think, 4 or 5 parking spots on each side. Plenty of room. Easy. The water is clear as all get out. It is just beautiful. It absolutely, I think we're, what, 10 feet above what the normal 552 is, something like that.
Yeah, we're about 10 feet, right, yep.
Yeah, so it's in really good condition, though. People tell me the water temperature, 88 to 90, that's not too bad for where we're at, you know.
And it's really clear. It's, you know, I mean, that's what I've heard, that the color, it's really clear right now. There's not much coloration, you know, to it, but overall, give us the report. You know, let's start with the crappie. How's that been? What have you been hearing?
Well, the guys that want to venture out at night and put some lights out, that's your best bet on the crappie. Or early, be out there at daylight, you know, quarter to 5 in the morning, and that they're not killing them like they were, but they're still catching them, especially on some live bait. So you got to get out there early. Like this morning, and we had 69 degrees here, you know, an hour ago. It's up to 71 now, but it's still cool. That's nice out there on the lake, you know. This time of morning, get out there early. Not too bad. The guys that are setting trout lines and jugs and that for catfish are doing well. They're, you know, they're catching 4 or 5, 6 a night, 3 a night. Mm-hmm. That's been going good. And I get a lot of that this time of year with grandparents with grandkids out there, taking them out and catching catfish, and that's a really good thing. And there's nothing like cooking catfish, frying catfish. That is good.
Yeah. Now the stripers, the hybrids, and the white bass—they've really slowed down. They've went deep, haven't they?
They've went deep, and a lot of guys are telling me they're going down towards the dam in some deeper water. A few guys have been having some luck over on the Red Bank side, and that. Haven't had much action up here on them, especially this. It's just hot. It's just hot. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you got to get out there real early at first light and be fishing for them. But if I've been watching, I always watch what the guides are doing and that. A lot of the guides that are down towards the dam have, you know, they've been catching their, you know, limits 3. A lot of them are doing okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the largemouth and Kentucky and spotted bass, smallmouth. It's you got to catch it early or fish late, you know, fish at
night. And that has slowed, and they've gone a little deeper too, from what the guys have been telling me. But the few guys, when they're not catching limits, but the few guys are catching a few here and there and that, so it's still there, but it's a little bit tougher this time of year, which you would expect with this heat and everything.
Yeah, I still think, though, you know, you can throw a buzz bait in the morning, you know, or in the evening, they're right at dark. Man alive, that's so much fun. It's,
yep.
You know, it's a blast. Or throw a spook out there, you know, some topwater gadget, the whopper plopper, and you can bring those largemouth up on top, and boy, that's a lot of fun. But it's not very long. But spinnerbait fishing, single blade at night, that should be pretty good right now too.
There you go. I had a gentleman come in yesterday morning. They were out the night before, and spinner bait, He said I caught the biggest crappie ever caught in my life. Go figure. So you just don't know. Hey, the perch this time of year, it's awesome. Get some little red wigglers and get down there with the kids or grandkids and get them out there. The small ones, save those for your jug lines. The big ones, cook those up. They're good eating.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Gary, for folks that want to know a little bit more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. If you're down here fishing, coming or going, stop in and say hi. Our Facebook page, great way to check out the pictures, who's catching what and where they're catching them, and that's a good way to leave us a message on there. And, of course, always our webpage, thebayouresort.com.
Yep. Now, you got any cabins open for the weekend?
We do not. We are full this weekend. We had a couple cancellations. We put them up on our Facebook page, and they go almost instantly. Mm-hmm. And that's what I tell people. Follow us on our Facebook page and look for the cancellations, because I had two, and someone saw it on there, and they went, within a half hour, they're gone.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we appreciate you, Gary, and we'll catch you next week.
Stay cool, Gary.
Right on.